listening to the Neshot Hamayim podcast, where I talk about birth, life, nature, and the divine wisdom we can gain through it all. I'm Chaya, your hostess. Blessed is Adonai, ruler of the universe, who brought us to this place and time for this purpose. Hello, everyone. If you hear binky noises in the background, it's not me. It's the baby. And if it sounds like I'm swaying back and forth, I am, because of the baby. So that's where we're at today. Actually, that's not where we're at. I just finished cleaning up all the puke that was all over me and my wrap and my one and only zip-up hoodie. And the floor and all of that. So I cleaned all of that up and now I'm cold because I don't have my hoodie. And I'm wearing the baby, so I can't wear, well, I guess I could wear a normal sweater or something, but I try to make nursing easy so I'm not having to like take off the wrap anytime he's hungry and that sort of thing. So I've got my nursing cami and usually I'm putting a button-up shirt or a jacket over me. And I guess I have other jackets, but they're more stiff. They're not as like cozy and frumpy. And sometimes, especially on nice cool days like today, I want frumpy and cozy. Yeah, I'm not really sure what to talk about today. I'm feeling very challenged, to be completely honest. My husband had surgery yesterday on his hand to try and repair an injury from last December. And I took the baby with me and my other kids stayed with my mother-in-law. And she kindly made us dinner, but there were a lot of, you know, dishes and just lots of house things that, you know, it wasn't magically gone when we got back. So it was like, not that that's her responsibility, just, you know, just life stuff. Things, you kind of get distracted by the events at hand. And then once they're kind of past you, or you've gone past them. Sorry, I'm trying to situate a thing here. Once you've gone past those events, it's kind of like you look around and you realize, oh, crap, there's all this other stuff that still needs to get done. And so yesterday was pretty exhausting. And last night was also pretty exhausting with the, you know, burping of the baby and because of his precarious stomach situation that I've mentioned in the past. If there are any bubbles or anything in there, it's a guarantee that he's going to throw up if I don't burp it out of him. So it's a regular, you know, hour, sometimes hour and a half, staying up trying to get all the bubbles out. And yeah, I've tried laying him down. You know, he gets some bubbles up and I lay him down and I just kind of, you know, try to listen for, you know, bubbles and or him being uncomfortable and things like that. Well, that also pretty much guarantees that he's going to throw up because, you know, I fall asleep because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, I'm whining. I'm going to whine a little bit more before I carry on. But today, my three-year-old, who is still in diapers because I haven't had the energy or ability to try to focus on potty training yet. He hasn't been wanting to anyway. And for those who have kids who are past that phase, you will probably recognize this or resonate with this, but trying to get a kid to potty train, a kid who does not want to potty train, is like trying to fit an elephant through a mini Cooper door. It's really, really difficult. It probably could happen. But it's not fun for anybody. So I haven't tried to potty train him. And the consequences of that are I still have to change big old diapers. And occasionally massive blowouts like this morning happened. And I had to precariously get him into a shower and then clean him off. And my mother-in-law took my husband to physical therapy. So I was on my own, which is normal. Things just being me, because, you know, usually my husband's working. Trying to shower a poopy 3-year-old while wearing a 2-month-old and not get poop splatters and all of that kind of stuff on the 2-month-old, you know, or myself while showering a poopy 3-year-old. It's kind of a sitcom. So I'm laughing because if I don't laugh, I will cry. It's been a freaking day. Meanwhile, I'm still doing my side job for the remainder of September. And trying to, we finally have internet. That's probably not been mentioned, but lightning struck our neighbor's house, which was totally wild. Well, not her house, but her tree. And everybody except for me was watching. And it was so cool and terrifying. And I'll speak a little bit more about that in a second. But the lightning wigged out our internet. And we've been without internet for three weeks, I think it was total. Maybe a little bit more, actually. And when you work, when a person, you know, works online and all the business things are purely online, not having internet is insane. So I've been going to my neighbor's house to borrow, well, it's our internet. That's a long story, but it is our internet being housed at the neighbor's house. Those in rural communities might be familiar with the janky things you have to do in order to get internet. But anyway, nevertheless, I had to go to my creepy neighbor's house to just awkwardly park outside of their house to get internet so that I could get my side job work done or take the whole crew of 4 children to a coffee shop. And thankfully, we have this really cute coffee shop here locally that's a converted house. And so they have this, you know, little yard, grassy area, lawn area. And I was able to kind of hang out at the picnic table. But again, you know, I've got 4 kids under the age of 7. And keeping them entertained in a lawn where, you know, it's not our house, it's not our home, there's not a whole lot, there's some rocks to jump off of, but keeping them entertained for more than, you know, a couple of hours is pretty much impossible. So it's been really, really wild. Thankfully, we have internet now, so I'm not having to go do that. And today, with the combination of insanity, trying to keep up with the side job and then also catch up on a lot of my work stuff, like my projects and things. I have my own deadlines for various things and various reasons. So it's not, oh my gosh, it's nuts. It's really nuts. And isn't that so appropriate for the autumn, the beginning of autumn, for it to be stormy and wild and insane? And there's so many lessons in that. And I feel like every single time I start reflecting on, oh my gosh, it, you know, this has been my world lately. And then I think about what season we're in, like the annual season, I realize, oh my gosh, it really just every single time just continuously correlates with the themes of each season. And, you know, when I can reflect on that, it's kind of neat because it's sort of centers myself, recenters me, and it makes things bigger than me. It's humbling. And I'm kind of glad that I decided to complain on on my recording, because thinking out loud is really how I best process things. And yeah, that really kind of finding that correlation right now as I'm recording this, talking to you guys. This is real time, you know, realizations here. So I want to talk a little bit more about the lightning strike. So that was really cool. And as someone who believes in God and the God of the Bible and the Hebrew God, I've always loved this little fun fact. So I may have mentioned this in other places, but I'll say it again here. So in Hebrew, the word that you use for lightning, kolot, is also the same word that you use for voices. And if I'm remembering this correctly, when, you know, in scripture, it's referencing the voice of God, it's that word, it's kolot. And since I was a kid, before I even knew that, I always thought that thunder was the voice of God. I always felt that that was God speaking, and you know, like the equivalent of God's voice. And lightning was, you know, this display of power, not in a crazy, you know, maniacal, greedy way, but just this like, wow, yeah, that is God, the God of creation. And it's always been really amazing. I've always felt very humbled, you know, very put in my place when there's a pretty crazy thunderstorm, because it's scary. It's big. It rumbles. It reaches deep into the earth and deep into the core of a person, of me. And, you know, there's literally a vibration that can be felt in a regular thunderstorm. So we were watching this thunderstorm, and I've always told my kids, wow, listen to that. That's like Hashem's voice. Hashem is means the name, and it's kind of what Jews, well, yeah, will call God, the name, instead of calling God by his name out of reverence and respect. So I always tell my kids, that's Hashem speaking. What does it make you think of? What's God telling you? And so they were all watching, and I was cooking dinner. And when lightning struck our neighbor's tree, I have never been so close to lightning. And it was the most terrifying, loud, just totally just like made everybody wild-eyed. And it was frightening. It was so loud and literally like a crash, like a cymbal crash, but with that deep, that depth of thunder at the same time. And I mean, oh my gosh. And if you could feel it, and my mother-in-law was there too. And she said she felt it in her chest, like someone had just punched her. And I mean, we all felt it. And my 3-year-old, it scared the crap out of him. And I just went over, I mean, he was shaking, poor thing. But I was telling my boys, I said, oh my gosh, that's Hashem reminding us how big he is. How big and how powerful, how great, you know, massive, big, that God is. And it was just a really, again, humbling, because that is God. You know, God is beautiful and wonderful and sensitive and tender and all of these things. But God also is kind of frightening. And that's why I think in scripture, when it's talking about, you know, fearing God and that sort of thing, it's from that humble respect for the power, you know, place. It's not like, oh, I need to be scared and run away kind of fear, but that very like reverent, you know, holding that ultimately, you know, that ultimate high respect for this divine being, that is so great and so big. And so, anyway, that was pretty crazy. And really, again, really, really cool and humbling, and one of the coolest experiences of my life. I'll probably remember that forever. And, yeah. And it reminds me, so a person that I know recently had her baby, you know, like a handful of months ago, maybe springtime or something like that. But, she told me her birth story recently, and I just, it was a similar sort of like crazy, cool, humbling, kind of scary, situation. And it was that, you know, she was having her baby, and, it was, there were some surprise features, that, you know, revealed themselves, and, the baby, when not yet fully born, kind of in between, you know, half hanging out of her. And it was, she was having a free birth, not necessarily by choice. In fact, they really did not want a free birth. They tried everything to find support. And it was, they couldn't find anybody anywhere, to support them and in their home birth. And, she was, well, I was going to get in the weeds about some of the details of her, you know, situation. But I won't this time. But basically, you know, that's the basics, is they were trying desperately to find someone to support them in a home birth. There's no real serious reason why they couldn't have a home birth. And even if somebody else thought there were reasons, you know, it's still perfectly within their rights to have a home birth, but they couldn't find support. They couldn't find local support. They had somebody on the phone. And, anyway, so they were having a reluctant free birth, and the baby, was half out, and some things were going on, and it was really pretty scary for everybody there. As far as I've been told, you know, I've been told this story. This is her perspective. And in a moment, the mom, she tells me that she had this like sudden clarity, and at this like clarity and peace over what was going on. And in that same moment, or like a millisecond, like as soon as it sort of like clicked in her mind, lightning struck their house. I'm like, and she's not the type to exaggerate or like make things up. She's a very straightforward person. She's very like, she's very serious. And this is what she's telling me, that lightning struck her house the moment. And in that moment, lightning struck, it was loud. It was crazy. There wasn't a thunderstorm going on. She said that some neighbor friends of theirs actually were on a walk with their kids, and because there was no storm going on, it was just a normal, you know, kind of cloudy day. And suddenly they heard lightning, and they were like, where the heck did that come from? Well, apparently, you know, it was lightning striking their neighbor's house, the person giving birth. Lightning struck, she births the baby, and the baby is, you know, a little listless, and there's some details there. And everybody else was a little scared because of the situation, the circumstances. But she just knew everything was going to be just fine. And she did what she needed to do with this piece. She says she had no fear at all. She knew everything was perfectly fine. And yeah, from that point on, basically, there have been other things going on in their world. And that moment in her birth has basically reminded her of God's great power and God's greatness. And, you know, that lesson for her in that moment has been sort of repeated in these other things in her world. And she's had the same, she tells me, she's had the same amount of peace and clarity about what's going on, and that everything will be just fine. And yeah, it's just a great story, really, but it's a similar sort of, in the same vein of, you know, these things in life that happen that can kind of blindside us and be really hard and, or scary or whatever it may be. And then there are moments that where God is sort of just, you know, in a respectful way, just sort of showing off, you know, just sort of sending a reminder of God's greatness. And there are other things going on in my world right now besides all the, you know, janky days and stuff like that, that seem kind of big and could be very scary. But when I remember what God is doing and what God is capable of, and, you know, I remember God's promises that he's shared with me, you know, promised me, these conversations that I've had with my God about my specific situation and my family and, you know, the goings on here, I'm humbled and feel, you know, that clarity and peace that really can't come from anywhere else. And, yeah, it's just, some great reminders, I guess. And maybe, this will just be my solo cast for this time. 'Cause I'm really kind of just feeling thoughtful now, and I feel like I might just keep repeating myself, things to ponder, but it's interesting the lessons that we can learn from a lightning strike. So thanks for listening to that ramble. Catch you next time. Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association.